You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's our Friday morning together, and I always enjoy it.
Bob, energy prices for crude oil are going through the roof because of the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz, where 20% of the world's energy passes. Have we seen energy crises like this before, an energy crisis?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to go back because each year we look for crude oil and we use the term dismal low around December or January. And this year that came in, it was down there at 55 in December. Then it recovered to sort of a 66 level until recently when you had this extraordinary event such that it's driven the price of crude up to $119 plus change. And now it's settled back to around 100. Nonetheless, it is a distinctive rally, but you've had crude, way back in 2009, $147, and then it sold off to $32, and then you had the really big high at 126 in 2022, and then that's where it sold off to this 56 level recently. So crude was actually, I took it as setting a base to get a rally out of it, a decent rally, and then an extraordinary event has turned it into a market phenomenon, and it's back down to the 100 level, and I think it's going to dither around for a few months, and then there's a possibility, just strictly on the financial speculation out there, that perhaps the best is in for the stock market, and perhaps the best is in for the economy. Well, we've had spike surges into January on those, and we'll just see how it goes. But it's possible, Jim, that the best for the stock market and the best for commodities is in for the year. And then we'll just see how the rest of it goes. And as we all know, crude oil can go to, quote, dismal lows, end quote, in December or January. So we'll watch it through the year, Jim.
What are some of the horrible lows for oil?
Well, there was, let's see, Demi. It was at the 112 level in 2013. Then it sold to 26. Repeat. 26 in 2016, and then there was the mighty whack in 2022 that took it down to $6.50, and then the next one went up to $126 in the early part of 2022. Then it had just been decaying ever since, down to this 55, 56 level, and then it's done its excitement here recently. So, again, it's a guess on it. It's $100 now, and trading around through the summer and then a recession can probably get it.
Now, according to Google, the lowest oil price in history occurred on April 20th, 2020, when West Texas Intermediate crude plunged below zero, reaching negative $37.63 per barrel. The negative price meant that producers were paying buyers to take oil off their hands because of a massive supply surplus, falling demand due to COVID-19, and limited storage capacity.
Yeah, that's a one hell of an event there, indeed.
The day the earth stood still.
Did you recall the movie?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I watched both of them.
That was a very good science fiction movie. Michael Rennie played the visitor from space.
Yes, there have been two versions of The Day the Earth Stood Still. The original from the 50s is the best.
Yeah.
Klaatu was the...
Gort Omnia Klaatu.
Yeah. And Klaatu went on to become the name of a rock band.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they did the song Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
Okay.
Yeah, the Carpenters also did that song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, talking about energy crisis... or crises in the past. Wasn't there a time when we depended on whale oil and they were pretty worried about what are we going to do because we're killing off all the whales?
Yeah, the blubber from whales was used and rendered right down into oil, and it was very important. And I did a study on the real price deflated, and in a big lumpy boom, it went up a certain percent, and then that was also what happened with crude oil on another lengthy boom. And my memory is such that it was around the same percent increase. So there's market forces there that can only tolerate so much, and then, no matter how powerful it is, they're setting up market forces to reverse the whole thing. And the world survived, it was a whole industry of making whale oil.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, with the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz, seven U.S. allies have said they'll discuss perhaps setting up a system for opening up the strait. Canada, the U.K., Germany, some other countries. But again, it's just that maybe we might discuss.
Yeah, they're weasels, absolute weasels. But you know, Jim, I hate to say this, but part of it is Trump derangement syndrome. They are just so shocked by the reform movement that Trump is titular head of that in central Canada, it wins elections for the Liberals. All they have to do is mention Trump's name and they win an election just like that. And of course, what they're playing to is the denizens that live in downtown Montreal, downtown Ottawa, and downtown Toronto, and anybody outside of those areas, their vote just doesn't count. No wonder Alberta wants to leave. And if Alberta was leaving, I would say British Columbia joined them as well as Manitoba. Manitoba looks like they're more ready to go than British Columbia. So, hey, there could be some exciting politics in boring old Canada.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye. The first one, from What's Up With That, The Lancet, 0.5 degree global warming by 2050 will turn us all into unhealthy couch potatoes.
The Lancet is quite a publication and out of England, medical things.
Yeah.
And they're on to this global warming thing, and somehow, after, you know, life has been on this planet for almost a billion years, and you got that much history showing that life, no matter what form it is, does very well in warming periods. It doesn't do so well in cooling periods. Just, well, at the last ice age, the tongue of ice went down to where Chicago is now. So put yourself there, lift up the ice sheet, and take a look and see what kind of life you've got there. So, one, the idea that warming is harmful is utter nonsense. And then the other one, they hypothecate something special about the carbon dioxide model. I guess they think that it has a shiny side, and then it's up there, and the shiny side is down, reflecting heat back. But the truth of the matter is that you get a photon of energy radiating off the Earth or from the sun or wherever it's coming from. That little molecule of CO2 just does a little vibration and goes back to its regular mode. So carbon dioxide does not have a shiny side down reflecting heat back to Earth. It is just such nonsense. I can't believe it.
Just going back to the oil issue, with all the destruction of the oil and gas facilities around the Strait of Hormuz, would it be a good idea to invest in companies that support oil and gas infrastructure, companies that build it and repair it?
Oh, yeah, there's bound to be a play there. But also, it was noted that the American accuracy is such that many oil facilities have been protected. You can take out something, you know, a couple hundred yards away and not hit any of the production stuff. So it's been amazingly precise, the hits that they have conducted.
But the Iranians are spraying their missiles and drones at all the production facilities.
Yeah, well, I understand that they had missiles all over the place. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And that was their defense, that they could continue to work on their nuclear bomb while protected by a whole array of rockets. Well, the Americans took that out. Now, here's the next question. What would a crazed... A group of crazed clerics, church so-called religious leaders, doing with an atomic bomb? Well, they want to blow up the Jews. That's what it's all about over there. So anyways, they've been taken out very nicely, and even the son of the previous Ayatollah has, I saw a news thing this morning that perhaps he has expired as well.
Headline, U.S. median rents hit four-year low, 30th straight month of decline.
Yeah, real estate can go, residential can go up and it can go down. And with rents coming down, it's very friendly for renters, and it's not so friendly for those who own the property.
Yes, and also it discourages the building of more rental.
Oh, yeah, no, the market forces are there, but we've been in a great financial bubble, and the previous ones were typically followed by Great Depressions, and these typically were in the order of 20 years.
Headline.
The Great Depression went from the huge bubble of 1873 all the way down to 1895. And then the economists in England in 1880 noticed the long decline and weak economy since that bubble of 1773, and then they coined the name Great Depression in 1880. That one lasted 1895, and market just naturally cleared itself, and then you started the long expansion that led, guess what, to 1929. So, yeah.
Headline from Zero Hedge: private credit panic spreads as consumer loan fund gates investors. JP Morgan pulls deal. Apollo sees 20 cent recoveries.
Yeah, that's 20 cent on the dollar recovery. So whatever that game was, is a disaster.
And is it going to be harder to get consumer credit?
Yeah, the markets are tightening up and denying credit to, whereas in a boom, it provides credit for everybody.
Mm. Is that because they're worried about a potential loss of jobs to AI? I mean, so many companies,
Block said they're
laying off 40% of their workforce to be replaced by AI. Amazon
said, it looks to me just like a huge boom, and you get a huge bust follows. So, so I think now this has all been, a huge distortion, perhaps, on having crude go up to $119. But that is an event. What we're looking at here is a cyclical rollover, which is going to be undeniable. So, yeah.
From Zero Hedge, Silver's hangover isn't over. The unwind continues.
Yeah, I like that. Silver's hangover isn't over. Great headline. Yeah, silver became the darling, as it does, and then... as we've been explaining, the silver bugs dwell on one thing, that each year supply-demand shows that there's a shortage of silver. Therefore, in their estimation, silver's going to go up forever each year, because each year you got a shortage. But there's a silver, there's a financial component to silver, and when it gets hit relative to gold, and it has been, it's signaling that the party out there, the general party out there, is past its peak and heading south.
Headline: Honda scraps three EVs, facing its first loss since 1957.
Now, that one is amazing. Honda... first loss since 1957, and it's a result of getting caught up in an automobile fad. The electric vehicles was just an insane fad, and many managements hitherto stalwart were unable to resist it and got involved, and then plus you had governments providing incentives, and you had just a crazy bubble for electric vehicles. Then it's over. It's collapsing. Game over.
The latest trend I saw, people like hybrids, being able to use both gasoline and electricity.
Yeah, that's a reasonable... a friend of mine has one of those, and she plugs it in overnight, can do that in her garage, and then perhaps most of her day of driving is on electricity from home. Yeah, for those who want it, it works. But it shouldn't be mandated. That people should decide on their own whether they want to have these things or not.
Now, when I worked at News 1130 Radio, they had hybrid news cruisers. And my goal was always to come back with more charge on the battery than what I left with. And so I would find very gradual ways to go to wherever I had to cover a story, incline. And then the steepest way to come back to charge up the batteries the most.
Good for you. Yeah, that's a good story, Jim.
So you can create energy. You can create more than you use if you use your brain.
Now, you'd have to stop and drain it off, I expect.
Well, but anyway, just strategic planning.
Yeah.
Now, our final headline is Sri Lanka declares every Wednesday a holiday in an effort to save energy.
That is an interesting one. I guess, Jim, we will have to read up on the locals on that one. But anyways, they've got this idea that it'll save energy. But, you know, a very long time ago in the United States and Canada, Wednesday afternoon was always a holiday. And also, Sundays were a holiday, too, retail holiday. You didn't dare. So, but now it's, 24 hours a day for shopping, I guess.
Well, let's try that here. I'd like to see.
I wouldn't want to shop for 24 hours a day. I think it'd be tiresome.
Well, no, but take Wednesdays off. Declare a holiday.
If that would help. The Wednesday off. Oh, God, that was a long time ago.
They used to do that.
Yeah.
Stores were closed on Wednesdays.
In Canada and the U.S., both countries were doing it,
It was so doctors could go play golf, apparently.
I didn't know that.
That's what my mom told me.
Okay, yeah.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, we enjoyed today's show, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at House Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.